This is to the intertwined souls, the hands I've been trying to hold. And this is to the love that I lost, and all the troubling thoughts of how I got double crossed. And this is to the divorce I was forced to settle with, and the remorse I fought off with metal fists. And this is to the wet watery kiss I left you with on your porch while I watched your trembling lips. This is to the memory of our early years, the first girl I shared feelings with, and it's the realest thing I'd experienced since my short existence. I ain't afraid to admit it, cause love is one of the things that doesn't come with an age limit, now does it? In fact, I'm apt to say we're more keen to feel such things, hopeful dreams I'd lost in a smokescreen of meaningless fucking, touching without touching, candles in the dark, casting shadows on our parents' battles. This is for the romantics at heart. It wasn't too long before I held you more than my pen when I wasn't writing songs. That went something like forever and always. Whenever those songs play, I remember empty hallways where your image that descended from the top floor became an echo. I paid the price for those hauntings and couldn't afford to let go. From a past of debt and past regret, did you know I dreamt about you before we met? Remembering our first kiss, it hadn't even happened yet. Recollecting your set, and I wasn't ever given the chance to forget. I guess that's the magic of it. Now I rehash subjects, displaying what I wrote on cafe napkins to the public, to get it over and done with. Closure hath cometh. My shoulders have plummeted from holding these buckets. Hold your laughs till I go back to the tunnels of Paris, where I wrote half of these paragraphs, but fuck it. This is to my 10-year story. In another decade, you better be better prepared for me. In the first 4 years, you were all ears. Then the next six, you left me for the next X and went deaf to my message. So that began my affair with the world abroad. Behind the curtain with the other hurtful girls I explored, till I became the monster, turned into the words that I record. Pardon me if you heard it all before.
I didn't shake you to hurt you.
When you landed on the floor, in a room of naked virtue, I closed my eyes to cancel what I saw. Your hand made the first move to the handle of the drawer, where the frail girl couldn't think to live.
I didn't shake you to hurt you.
I never planned it before. Can't shake off your perfume. Can't wash my hands no more. And I'm breaking my curfew, but I can't walk. I'm standing at the door. I hear the wailing of a little kid.
And a failure of innocence.
It's compromised, eyeing the side of the kitchen sink. What you think? I just let you cut you. Cut me, cut the bullshit. Damn, I love the hugs enough to tolerate the way we made each other crazy, making it so tough to operate productively. My self-esteem didn't help when I felt ugly, and I figured that's the reason why you wouldn't touch me. My ego does bleed. I should've let you test it and let your arms free to follow through with your domestic slip up. Love is a battlefield, so lick your shots quick while I lick my wounds and then resume as an obvious target. Infatuations with the past protect my purple heart with a faded picture I had in my shirt pocket. I'm going out with a bang in a blaze of glory holes. The anti-hero, I don't care how many ways the story's told. Be careful when these toolies play like drums and watch what you foolishly say,
because my Uzi weighs a ton.
It's to the sleepless evenings that I spent next to gravestones, hoping someone from beyond would grab my arm and take me home. I have accepted I'd have to make it alone, after feeding everything I had into a payphone. And this is to the rain,
to the rain.
It felt like it was made of spit. My parade was an unbreakable chain of Gabe's trumpets. Save the buckets even though they weigh down my walking. You don't know the height of the stake you placed your fork in. You look old,
that's what you said.
I feel old,
that's what I said.
Been through a lot since you've been gone dead. Born again, torn to shreds over girls who were porcelain,
the cry baby dolls.
When we were allowed to talk again, I stopped accepting wake up calls
that ring true.
I hate the way I fall for everything you do. Our fate is flaws, that's why I make these breakup songs to sing to you. Music's my only psychiatric drug, and you're a pill in human form I'd like to hide under my tongue. Kiss the foot that couldn't fit into the slipper of my mouth, the denizen in your house begging for the benefit of your doubts. When I got kicked out, I played the faithful puppy dog, loyal to the level lost, and sitting by your fucking door in utter disbelief. I sucked all of the skin off of my teeth, you pulled away,
you let me choke on your invisible leash.
You could find me hiding these screams behind my eyelids. She blinded me,
she blinded me
with silence. So my airmail lips blew her a farewell kiss, slinking over the sink where all the hair gel drips. Stairwells dipped deep into her mouth where I found a cycle, and ever since then I've been on a downward spiral. This round is final, it's time to recover, cause it's a porch that some dogs choose to die under. The first song was a breakdown, I apologize in round two. This version I'm certain the shit ain't even about you. It's the three, right?
I'm not just talking about one person, I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about form, I'm talking about content, I'm talking about interrelationships, I'm talking about God, the devil, hell, heaven! Do you understand? Finally!